Bucket.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Very good morning. It is Monday. Feels like a Saturday, and I'll tell you why. It's sprinkling outside right now. 64 degrees across the board in Dartmouth, Middleborough, and in New Bedford. Thank you for listening to WBSM, whether it's at 1420 AM, 99.5 FM, the WBSM app, or at WBSM.com. I'm Brian. And I'm in today for Tim. Tim, I believe, is back tomorrow. He's on a mission down in Virginia. But we are expecting him back. I'm the guy who sits in on Saturday morning. We have a lot of fun, play some cartoons. And every once in a while, we talk about something of interest. Today, we might do the same thing. ABC and Phil Devitt have told you what they want you to know. Now I'm going to tell you what I want you to know. Red Sox lost to the Yankees last night, 8-2 over at Fenway Park. What else? Activity in downtown New Bedford this morning. It's starting to pick up, but not so by the Frederick Douglass Monument. That thing has been there for about a year now. I am curious as to how many visitors it has had. I can say I've been there pretty close to 50 times. And only once have I seen more than three people in that park. While clicking the TV remote, have you stopped to watch the Summer Olympic Games? The state's new gun law allows healthcare professionals to ask a judge to suspend your right to carry a gun. This could be a new trend. Girls opting out of high school sports if boys are playing in the game. 3.5 days until the feast begins. And you've got to hand it to the MBTA. Narcan available at certain T-stops. It's the battle of the big political bucks in Massachusetts. Tell you where after the quote of the day. And we'll get to the quote of the day after we find out a little bit more about today. It is the 29th of January. It is anniversary of the Army Chaplain Corps. The anniversary of the Army Chaplain Corps. Here's one for you. Cheese Sacrifice Purchase Day. You're probably scratching your head saying, what is Cheese Sacrifice Purchase Day? It's a date where folks actually go out and buy a hunk of cheese, and they cut off a chunk, and they put it in a mouse trap. I wish I was making this up. I really do. They put it in a mouse trap in the hopes of catching, guess what? A mouse. Here's the thing. Mice are pretty smart. Rodent. But they're pretty smart. They don't like cheese. Mice don't like cheese. So I guess that's a bad idea. Anyway, sacrifice purchase day. Cheese sacrifice purchase day on July 29th. Chicken wing day. Yeah. If you got the time, the inclination, the weather isn't going to be all that great today, but go out and get yourself some chicken wings. And if you happen to be a vegan or vegetarian, have it as in tofu. We had tofu day just the other day. It is also International Tiger Day. I don't know why we're talking about it here, because quite frankly, the only tigers we have here in the United States, I hope, are in a cage. In fact, I think the circus isn't allowed to have tigers anymore and travel them around, parade them around the country and show them off and at circuses. It is National Lasagna Day. As a person allergic to cheese, cheese sacrifice purchase day, I don't eat lasagna. I know a lot of people like it. So why not? National Lasagna Day. Well, here's one reason. Isn't lasagna supposed to be an Italian dish? Wouldn't it be better to call it International Lasagna Day? Just asking. National Lipstick Day. National Lipstick Day, that's today. No surprise here, today is also Rain Day. And according to ABC6, rain is in the forecast, not only for this morning, tapering off, but then picking up throughout the day. And I do see a couple of drizzles coming down right here in the parking lot of WBSM. 1914, a date that will live in Massachusetts history. 1914, the Cape Cod Canal opens up. Think about it. Now $1 billion isn't enough money to replace one of the bridges, just one of the bridges that goes across the canal from here over to there. 1958, President Eisenhower gave us the National Aeronautics and Space Act, which created NASA. I like this one. The Doors, Light My Fire. The number one song in the nation on this date in 1967. Come on, baby, light my fire. Me and 700 million of us somehow got up early on the morning of July 29th, 1981, to watch Prince Charles and Lady Diana get hitched in a church over in England. We're not supposed to be all this big into royalty. We kicked royalty out of this country, yet 700 million of us around the world sat down and had a party watching the prince marry Diana. Look what happened 15 or so years later. Microsoft released Windows 10. Who could forget that? It happened on this date in 2015. Okay, brace yourself. Monthly FeeRx brings us the quote of the day.
If you're spending less than $20 a month for prescription drugs, great. If not, then our monthly FeeRx service might be a good option for you. Check for yourself at monthlyfeerx.com.
I have no idea who came up with this quote. It is a quote. It's pretty reasonable. I can guess the gender of the quote. Just be yourself. You are beautiful. Just be yourself. You are beautiful. 508-996-0500 is how you get onto the program this morning. Brian in for Tim. One of the headline, I actually put it in a question form that I came up with this morning. It asks you, while you are scanning the dial, have you stopped to watch the Olympic Games? First thing, and I don't know, woman friend asked me, I think it was on Saturday, about women's soccer, and for whatever reason, I blurted back, there's no soccer in the Olympics. Duh. There is soccer. So, woman friend, if you happen to be up, I know you're a little under the weather today, but if you are listening, you are correct. There is women and men's soccer in the Olympic Games. My bad. I was wrong. However, except for a couple of news blips, I haven't stopped to watch the Olympics. I believe NBC has the Olympic Games. I'm not even sure. But I haven't stopped to watch the Olympic Games. I used, you know, when the Olympics were every fourth year, winter and summer games, I could hardly wait. I mean, I don't know about you, but I was poised in front of that TV set for roughly 2 weeks. Now, and I don't know if it has to do with me, you know, getting older, looking at the athletes and saying, I can't relate to these people because, quite frankly, I'm old enough to be their grandfather. I'm not sure, but for whatever reason, I really haven't paid attention. I know Jason Tatum and Derek White are on the USA basketball team. I know that the team has won one game because it came up in a sportscast. But other than that, and I know Tatum didn't play in the game. Other than that, I don't really know. I think the USA leads as far as total medals. Again, I got that from New England Cable News, not from actually watching the games. And so I'm asking because I wonder, you think about the Olympics, and they used to bring in Buco Bucks for whatever network was carrying the games. Now, in my youth, they were always carried by ABC. Jim McKay would be the master of ceremonies throughout most of the games. At some particular time, the game switched over to NBC. And then there was a while when numerous networks were carrying the games and you didn't know where to find them. And I think it got, at that particular point, it got to where if I can't find the games, if I don't know that they're on ABC or NBC, ESPN, I'll even throw that one out there. If there was a fixed network, maybe I could think about, okay, I'll turn on this particular channel because I want to watch the Olympic Games. But you for me, you combine I know a couple of names, Simone Biles. But other than that, if I can't find them, it's difficult to think I'm going to sit there and watch. I'm not going to just click through. I click through to watch a whole bunch of other things. But when I'm clicking through to watch a whole bunch of other things, I'm not necessarily thinking about, well, if I find the Olympics, maybe I'll watch. I was clicking through last night, and when I got to the Red Sox-Yankees, hey, where do you think I stopped? And because I went to bed early, I saw the Yankees score 3 runs in the top of the first inning, and I said, okay, time for bed. I did not watch any of the Olympics. In fact, I might have made a comment, and this may have been around the same time of that discussion with woman friend about soccer. I don't know. I know soccer is in the Olympics because for quite some time, the USA women's soccer team were reigning champs. And I think they actually lost. They may have lost to Japan in the last Olympics or for the World Cup. I don't know. That's what I thought. Are you stopping to watch the Olympic Games? 508-996-0500, or are you in a similar boat as yours truly? You think about it every once in a while, but you just don't stop. Tim is off until tomorrow. Later this morning, I think after Phil's 7:30 update, Deb McCarthy, she is the vice president of the Massachusetts Teachers Association. She is going to join us. There already is lots of dollars being spent by the opponents of a ballot question that would actually drop MCAS as a high school graduation requirement. The Mass Teachers Association, they are heading this whole opposition to MCAS as a graduation requirement. But there are other groups out there, and they're backed by businesses. And for the life of me, I'm trying to figure out exactly why businesses would want to fund a campaign to keep MCAS as a graduation requirement. At any rate, we will talk about that a little bit later on during the show this morning. 508-996-0500. Here's something I came across and I thought I would bring it to your attention. I'm not quite sure. Well, I do know. But I'm wondering how this is really going to work. Tom Joyce over at New Boston Post actually put this story up. Girls, high school girls, can opt out of playing against boys and vice versa without any penalty. Now, this is a new policy over at Dighton-Rehoboth High School. It was approved by the school committee. Now, why is this happening? Last year, it was a playoff game, a girls' field hockey playoff game, where a female Dighton-Rehoboth player, student, had her face bashed in after a boy that was playing for the other team whacked at the ball, hit the ball, and the ball just barreled right into that girl's face. So folks were hoping that the MIAA, the governing body for high school sports, would do something about boys playing in girls' sports. They did not. In fact, they are moving with trying to introduce 4 new sports in high school games. Okay, well, we talked about that a couple of weeks ago. But here it is. The MIAA, they haven't done anything whatsoever about boys, whether the boys are male athletes or males that believe that they are females playing in girl sports. Doesn't matter. So it begs the question, what should happen? Now, I'm just going to use a name here for the sake of conversation. If the Fairhaven Blue Devils girls field hockey team goes up against a team that has 1, maybe 2 boy players, and those girls think about what happened to the girl over at Dighton Rehoboth, and they're thinking, well, I don't want to get my face smashed in. I know it's not on purpose, but it doesn't happen when girls do it. Which begs the question, can it happen? Can't a girl hit the ball as hard as a boy, you know, or at least hard enough to smash in a girl's face? Of course. Of course they can or could. And my guess is somewhere out there it has probably happened. I digress, but only a little bit. If enough girls opt out of the game that they can't field a team, should they forfeit the game? Now, again, girls can opt out of playing against boys and vice versa without any penalty, according to a new policy approved at Dighton Rehoboth. Now, I got to sit here and say, I guess your penalty might be good as far as, or no penalty would be good as far as what might happen at your school, but I would think that the MIAA would make the decision whether or not you would forfeit a game. So, that is something really baffling to me. Let's go over to Studio 6 and 7/8. Phil Devitt has an update for us.
A Biden cabinet member says Trump's age is now the problem. Measles cases on a sharp rise in the United States. And a good weekend to be Deadpool and Wolverine.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says voters are concerned over President Trump's age and well-being, as he's now facing a much younger opponent in the November election. In an interview with Fox News Sunday, Buttigieg argued that Americans are worried about Trump's mental acuity at age 78.
And how could anybody not watch the stuff he's saying, the rambling on the trail, and not be just a little bit concerned?
He said Trump is older and stranger than he was when he began his political career. He also accused Trump of rambling at recent rallies.
I'm pretty sure voters are worried about the age and acuity of President Trump compared to Kamala Harris, who represents being a generation younger.
Buttigieg is considered a potential running mate for Kamala Harris. Donald Trump says people won't have to vote anymore if he's elected again. Tammy Trujillo with the story.
The former president took the stage in Florida this week to speak at the Believer Summit, where the majority of attendees were Christian. Trump told the crowd to get out and vote just this time, then said, "You won't have to do it anymore. You won't have to vote anymore, my beautiful Christians." At the end of his speech, he added, "In 4 years, you don't have to vote again. We'll have it fixed so good you're not going to have to vote." He implored the crowd to get to the polls so he could win the election in a landslide that's too big to rig, referring to his false claims that the 2020 election was fixed. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
The second man injured during the attempted assassination against Trump earlier this month has been released from the hospital. James Copenhaver was discharged last Friday, according to The Hill. The other spectator who was injured was also released last week. The extent of either injury is unknown. Attorneys for former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows are asking the Supreme Court to move his Georgia election racketeering case to federal court. In a petition, Meadows' lawyers argue the case in Georgia has, quote, framed the case as about federal meddling in matters of state authority. The petition comes months after a three-judge panel, 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, denied his request. Federal health officials say the number of measles cases in the U.S. this year already tripled the total for 2023. Lisa Carton has details.
According to the CDC, nearly 190 measles cases have been reported in 26 states as of July. No deaths were reported, but the U.S. has seen more than a dozen outbreaks of the highly contagious disease this year. Experts point to a combination of factors, including fewer people being vaccinated and a rise in measles cases worldwide. I'm Lisa Carton.
And Deadpool and Wolverine smashing box office records. The R-rated Marvel Studios film bringing in an estimated $205 million in its opening weekend. That's the biggest R-rated opening of all time and the eighth biggest opening in Hollywood history. Disaster sequel Twisters took second with an expected $35.3 million haul. Despicable Me 4, Inside Out 2, and the horror film Longlegs round out the top five at the weekend box office.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox lost to the Yankees at a rainy Fenway last night, 8-2. Mariners are next on deck. Boston welcomes Seattle tonight at 7:10. And the U.S. came away with several medals during heated competition at the Paris Olympics on Sunday. Tori Husk and Gretchen Walsh finished first and second to win the gold and silver in the women's 100-meter butterfly. Husk says her emotions are all over the place.
I feel a lot of emotions, though. I feel like there's so much to process right now.
Elsewhere, Haley Batten took home silver in women's cross-country mountain biking. The U.S. women's soccer team blew out Germany 4-1. And today, Team USA takes on China in women's volleyball. The U.S. men going for gold in the gymnastics team final. And USA women's basketball battling Japan in their Olympic opener.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
The rain that rolled in Sunday night tapers today with a few lingering light showers possible. Cloudy, a high of 74 degrees and a low of 68 today. A little more settled on Tuesday, a high of 83. Cloudy still, but the chance of some sun. Humidity making things feel muggy out there. We're looking at more sun and a boost in heat later on in the week. I'm Bill Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
You're listening to The Tim Meisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500.
Welcome back. Brian in for Tim today. Wow. Yeah, still getting some sprinkles coming down. Did you have a chance to listen to Phil Devitt's update? Some interesting parts. He played words that came out of former President Donald Trump's mouth. Trump was talking to some Christians. Nothing wrong with that. But what did he mean when he says, you won't have to vote again? We've got that taken care of. I'm just shaking my head. You won't have to vote again? And then during the ABC News, there were questions now about Donald Trump's age and his acuity. I get that we're going to be hearing about this for some time. I don't know. I think I've redeemed myself one way or the other. Back in 2023, I said, you know, even though Trump and Biden are the two front runners, no ifs, ands, or buts about that, at that particular time, come November 5th, there will be at least one of those two that you won't be voting for. And as we found out at the beginning of last week, in fact, it was a week ago yesterday, President Biden withdrew from the 2024 presidential campaign. His acuity, not necessarily his age, but his acuity was the problem. And I think we all saw what was going on with him. Now folks are raising the question about Donald Trump. I don't think Donald Trump has lost his mind any more than he lost it back in 2016. I think he is what he is. Like it or you don't like it, he is what he is. So I throw that out there. It seems that in his last few days as president, Joe Biden is trying to etch some changes that I think is worthy of conversation. I don't know that I necessarily agree with one of them. There are more than two, but the other one that I want to bring up during the program this morning, I probably agree with. The other one I don't agree with. So here's the one that I agree with. And this does not pertain to President Trump, if it were former President Trump, if it were to happen. Well, I guess it does in a way. So I take that back. It doesn't pertain to him on anything that he's currently done. That's what I should have said. What it is no immunity for anyone who previously served as president of the United States. Now that deals with a Supreme Court ruling that came down a couple of weeks ago. No immunity for anyone who previously served as president of the United States. This was introduced by President Biden, and I believe you're going to have to do some type of constitutional amendment in order to make that kind of change. I know you will need to do a constitutional amendment for this other one, which I think there are going to be some people that agree with this. Let me just bring it up. President Biden wants to make a move on Supreme Court justices on their terms. In case you don't know, and I find it hard to believe that anybody that is an adult doesn't know this, at least here in the United States, Supreme Court justices, once they are confirmed to the bench, it's a lifetime position. Unlike here in the Commonwealth, where at age 70, if you sit on any court in Massachusetts at age 70, you must retire. If you make it to the U.S. Supreme Court, and I'm not sure, but I believe any U.S. court, once you are on a U.S. court, it's a lifetime position. What President Biden is doing, at least for Supreme Court justices, he would like them to have 18-year terms. 18-year terms. So basically, under the impression that presidents are elected every 4 years, but most of the time they have 8-year terms, you know, 2 4-year terms. Every 2.5 full terms, you would be selecting more Supreme Court justices. What do you think of that idea? Do you think that instead of giving Supreme Court justices a lifetime position, we should regulate it to just an 18-year term? 508-996-0500. Welcome back. Saturday evening, I got to do something that I've wanted to do for the longest time, but just for whatever reason, I never made it to see a Ken Pittman rock show. He and his band were performing in Dartmouth at UMass Dartmouth at the Amphitheater, which is a bowl-shaped area over by the library. And I got to tell you, and I sent a message over to Ken yesterday, and I said, you know what? Your band is really good. I'm not a big Bon Jovi fan, but you guys play it very well. And in fact, I stated something that the master of ceremonies brought to my attention. I'd heard this before, but I think it was one of those things that kind of flew over my cuckoo's nest. And it was, you know what? This band is so Bon Jovi-like. They are a tribute band to Bon Jovi. That one night Bon Jovi couldn't make a concert and Living on a Bad Name, which is the name of Pittman's group, they were the substitute for the real McCoy. They're that good. They are that good. 508-996-0500. Hello.
Hello, Brian.
Hello, Brian.
Gilly Safiolos.
Yes, it is you.
You know, I don't understand the question you ask about the Supreme Court. Let me see if you can clear it up for me.
I'll do my best. You want me to tell you?
No. I just want to ask the question that I was curious with. They said 18-year terms.
That's what President Biden is proposing.
Okay, now let me. I'm a little. Do they have a limit of how old they have to be confirmed? You know, suppose they're like 70 years old when they put them on there. Is there a limit of age?
No.
So
you don't have to be a judge, first of all, to be on the U.S. Supreme Court. I don't know any that haven't been prior, but you don't have to be one.
Well, here's my question then, Brian. If that's the case, if they don't have an age limit, how long? So if you put somebody there at 70 or something or even older, 18 years can put him in his 90s. That doesn't mean that he could do the job like that, talking about age. You have to have some kind of a scale. That's why when you said that, I'm saying, how can they do that? You understand what I'm trying to say, Chris?
I do. It seems that most Supreme Court justices are chosen in their 50s and 60s.
No, I understand that. But there could be a case. Doesn't always happen. You know what I'm saying? It could happen that...
Well, going down your road, what's the difference if you have a lifetime term, which they have right now? Because when you are in your 80s, doesn't mean you're performing well.
No, but that's right. That's my case. I mean, now we're getting very picky. You can't do that. Now they're saying about Trump's age. You know, we're not talking about age. We're talking about your health thing, about forgetting things like
mental acuity.
Yes. You know, that's why when you said that, that's all I was thinking. There's got to be some kind of limit. Now they're talking about, can pigs fly?
Well, they might be. I think they're talking politics, quite frankly. But the case being, The president, it's different. There are rules and regulations. The reason why justices get the carte blanche, so to speak, is because it is then deemed that no party that comes into office will try to overrule what they're doing.
Well, you know, like, okay, I understand that, Brian. So let me throw something out there, and I'm joking when I say this. Why don't we give a president a test like they do the high school kids? Okay.
You mean something similar to an MCAST?
Yeah.
But a mental type test?
Well, yeah, like an MCAST. Like, the kids won't graduate if they don't pass the MCAST. Well, let's give the big shots a test to see if they pass an MCAST. I'm joking, but you understand.
No, you know what? It's funny you should say that, and I do appreciate your call, Gilly. It's funny you should say that because next hour, during this particular time, or we'll probably be wrapping it up by this particular time, we're going to be talking to Deb McCarthy, Vice President of the MTA, the Mass Teachers Association. Why? Because her group and many of us, I'm raising my hand, I'm not a big MTA fan, but, you know, funny how politics makes strange bedfellows. Her group is trying to get a ballot question passed. It's going to be on the ballot that would stop MCAS as being a graduation requirement. So when Gilly brings that up, something like, it's funny how you can make something like that for young kids and, you know, a high stakes test to keep them from graduating. I would think that presidents, vice presidents, they go through a battery of tests. Now, here's the thing. Because we're talking about health and there's a HIPAA law out there, it's going to be very, very difficult to find out what the results of those tests are. And even if you do have the results of the test, when it comes to president, you're going to have enough people to say, you know, if the president doesn't want to get out of office, you're going to have enough people to say, okay, we're going to need to remove the president from office. Hike. Now, quickly getting back to UMass Dartmouth, and it was a great performance by Ken Pittman's band. I got to meet a lot of folks that listen to WBSM, but I've never personally met. And I actually saw one of my old cab customers who happened to be at the event. So it was a great night. Great night to be outdoors. Great music. Lots of local listeners. Who could ask for anything more? Like 18-year terms. For Supreme Court justices. That is a proposal from the current president of the United States of America. Joe Biden wants to limit Supreme Court justice terms to 18 years. Is that a good idea or a bad one? Now, we heard from Gilly, and you know, he was kind of mocking at it, but he was suggesting if MCAST has to be a graduation requirement, then why shouldn't there be something similar for the folks that are president? I get where he's coming from with that, but there are different hoops and hurdles. A lot of those hoops are certainly etched into the Constitution and the amendments that have come since. Whereas MCAS, that's something that the yous and me's can actually vote out in the coming election. 508-996-0500 to get onto the program. ABC is